This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The death toll from a deadly stampede as part of the annual Hajj pilgrimage near Mecca in Saudi Arabia has surpassed 700, with nearly 900 others injured. Officials say those figures from Thursday still expected to rise. Saudi King Salman has ordered a new safety review, the government also forming a committee to look into the incident. Stampede taking place as some 2 million pilgrims were taking part in the Hajj's last major rite at the Mina Valley near Mecca on Thursday. So far, there have been no reports of any Chinese casualties. It's the deadliest incident to occur during the pilgrimage in some 25 years. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with U.S. President Barack Obama and other U.S. political leaders in Washington. The meetings come ahead of a welcoming ceremony scheduled for Friday at the White House. Xi Jinping is set to hold one-on-one talks with Obama on Friday as well. It's expected a number of agreements on trade, energy, climate change, and people-to-people exchanges will be formalized following the meetings. Xi Jinping is then headed to New York on Sunday for a series of events marking the 70th anniversary of the founding of the United Nations. Chinese First Lady Peng Liyuan taking time to visit a U.S. cancer research institute, issuing a new call for closer bilateral cooperation in healthcare. Accompanied by Bill and Melinda Gates, who are major donors to the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, Peng Liyuan has taken time to meet with Chinese medical staffers working at the facility. The center near Seattle is on the leading edge of research into areas such as cancer and AIDS. Peng Liyuan, who is also a goodwill UN ambassador for HIV/AIDS research, is traveling in the U.S. with husband Xi Jinping. At least 4 people are dead following a traffic accident in Seattle. Involved an amphibious tour vehicle, a charter bus, and 2 passenger vehicles. It has been confirmed there were Chinese students on the bus. So far, no casualties among them have been reported. 12 people are listed in critical condition. The cause of the accident remains unclear. A new tropical storm gathering strength northeast of the Philippines, now tracking toward Taiwan and the southeast coast of the mainland. Du Juan is currently packing winds of around 110 kilometers per hour. However, forecasters are predicting the storm is going to gain strength in the next few days as it makes its way northwest. Current tracking models have the storm hitting the northern tip of Taiwan near Taipei sometime on Monday with winds of some 165 kilometers per hour. From there, it's expected to maintain most of its strength before making landfall near the border between Fujian and Zhejiang sometime on Tuesday. Chinese authorities have concluded the on-site investigations into the deadly ferry capsizing earlier this year on the Yangtze River. Huang Yi with the State Administration of Work Safety says their preliminary report into the capsizing of the Eastern Star cruise ship is expected to be finalized soon. The Eastern Star capsized while on a tour of the Yangtze River in Hubei on the night of June 1st. 442 people, most of them seniors, died when the ship overturned during a sudden storm. Only 12 people managed to survive. The Chinese government is demanding all provincial-level regions set up so-called journalistic ethics committees to regulate journalistic behavior. Under the provisions of the new policy, the committees will be tasked with dealing with journalistic ethics and catching misconduct such as paid journalism, false reporting, and blackmail. New media is being touted as one of the key target areas. The committees themselves have to be in place before the end of this year. New round of ministerial meetings connected to a potential Asia-Pacific trade deal have been announced for next week. Trade ministers from 12 Pacific Rim countries will gather in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States to resume negotiations on the Trans-Pacific Partnership on Wednesday and Thursday. Key obstacles to be discussed include market access and intellectual property right issues. U.S. President Barack Obama going on record saying he's confident the Asia-Pacific trade deal can be completed this year. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has unveiled a new social and economic plan for his country. As part of it, Abe is vowing to raise Japan's GDP growth by some 25% to around $5 trillion U.S. dollars. However, Abe has not set a time frame for the new GDP target. The ambitious targets would need growth levels not seen in Japan over the past 20 years. The plan itself is mostly focused on increased support for families and other social welfare projects. Comes just 10 months before Japanese voters will go to the polls. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.